Good morning, honorable members. Ladies and gentlemen, I was just suggesting I realized that there is no quorum among the members. So because we do not have a quorum, there is no meeting. Now I'm just going to okay, honorable members, thank you very much. We will discuss with our meeting that is scheduled for today. On the agenda is the response. You see whether you will be getting a response on the legal procedure on how the previous board members of the SACC as it was actually outlined in our meeting. I'm actually explaining it is an opinion that is actually structured from the constitutional and legal principles of parliament. And let me give a brief background of the members that is just from a meeting that we held on the 17th of March where the minister was invited to give a briefing on the state of the SACC and we will soon be evaluated. It was also the evaluation of its capacity and the current affairs in the SACC. So we had that meeting. If members can recall very well, on the day we got the brief as late as of that day, and therefore we could not really reflect on it thoroughly, and therefore we got the briefing, we invited the brief. In breath and also to realize we had limitations because we thought that it had an impact in the region, particularly on the inter side. And therefore I did in summary and once we were concluding the meeting indicated that we will not change the opinion. What I believe that the men want more leaders, you know, in terms of understanding if we are within the correct legal path. So that is the question that we have. The opinion has been prepared by the legal unit, the constitutional and legal service unit, and I am going to share the opinions with the members, the outcomes of the opinion, and that is the interesting. Of course, again, honorable members, we were supposed to report back to the committee in terms of the shortlisting of the shortlisting of the SACC board members. So we basically had two items. I would like to say the first item so that we will be the issues of the legal opinion, which were actually taken to by the legal unity. The legal unity is here with us and I'm interested in them. Can I then indicate to the protocol committee, do I get a task by the protocol committee, some of us who are within the subcommittee, to deal with the shortlisting and the findings for the NDCC? It's a task that we did but could not finalize because there was a failure, because there was a failure to perform the devotion. To feel the other two vacancies. The first is for the first, and two other vacancies for the same. So what happened was to finalize the first part of introducing. However, shortlisting, I need to just indicate to the Protocol Committee that the subcommittee has been approved and processed by the Protocol Committee and it's been really trying to do its work. Which is the last and both of the entire process so that at the end of the day the subcommittee can come up with a process which everybody would do. But the portfolio committee is proud that the people that are in the association carrying the right mandate in that proposal. So, at the moment that after we had a shortlisting, the second shortlisting, 25 applicants did apply and the subcommittee did sort out everyone to the mandate, you know, the constitutional and legal decisions and to make sure that this is correct and therefore we refer to the new motion that they decide that and we may actually indicate as well that the process within 6 months is still for performance to proceed and so our choice from the other 97 members and the main test before so that taking the sentence and the presentation we will actually then do the shortlist that we will get them to the portfolio committee. So in other words, I'm actually saying this is where we are at the portfolio committee. We have them sorted out everything. We are at the point where we're going to be shortlisting next week Tuesday. But we need to put it before the portfolio committee that we realize that we're making, you know, and there are no unnecessary delays. And the commission also, you know, gave us the commission for signal because that's the important thing that to give us a forehead on that initial process. But we really want to do the commitment to the protocol committee that we will analyze the work
Just to clarify that the opinion is based on the conditions that you have and on the clinic scenario or perspective. No text analysis and efficiency, and academic analysis or interpretation of the disease to get out. So I will need to do that.
Madam Advance has received a request from the Office of the Service on this committee, Honorable Mother Moroka, to prepare an opinion on an advice to the power and procedure for the removal of water from the disease. As my senior advisor, the Commission asked, you were not provided a second step for a form to conduct an adequate environment and one part of the procedure for the removal of water from the disease. We do it with this for the general and the people in the city. I hope members have been properly conscious. Specifically, it is very important to form such a question. We have to look at the principle of legality. As the removal of the city board member is about exercise of power. And because of the principle of legality, all the organs of the state, they only exercise the power to perform functions that are authorized by the law. The third principle has been discussed extensively by our court. And the levels of this opinion will be set out full specification, which is going to be significant in order to outline the terms of that. But the case of the speaker of another affirms the case of the period another case decided in 1999, in which case that Mohammed decided the position mark, and was decided the question of what was the legal authority of another affirmative to attend this member. The judge, in quote, this inquiry must crucially respond to the constitution of the Constitution. This is supreme, not other. It is the ultimate source of all local moderation in the no government, however productive or eminent its membership, no president, however possible its interpretation or scholarship, and no official, however efficient or well-meaning, can make any law or perform any act which is not contained by the Constitution. Section 2 of the Constitution, the National Affairs, expresses a bias that no conduct that is inconsistent with the Constitution is valid, and the obligations imposed by the Constitution must be fulfilled. It follows that any citizen actively affected by any decision, order, or action of any official or body, which is not properly authorized by the Constitution, is entitled to the protection of the court. No parliament, no official, no institution in the constitutional court in that case of the court. The second thing we should discuss is the case of supportable members in trust and others, especially the Minister of Health in 2006 case, the Minister of Court decided to open court. The exercise of power must therefore comply with the Constitution, which is a strong law, and the doctrine of legality, which is part of that law. The doctrine of legality is an indicator of the rule of law. It is part of the constitutional law to which the exercise of power is meant to be taken. It ensures that all legislators and the rest are concerned by the principle that they exercise no power and perform no function beyond that concern according to the law. In this sense, the Constitution ensures the principle of legality provides foundation for the government of the power to vote. The more body of the chair talks specifically about the appointment of the appointment of the legislature, which is the process that provides for the product in the first and the second version of the law. The decision of the Board of Trustees provides for the appointment by the President of the 12th non-executive hereditary board members. Section 15 of the same provides for the removal of non-executive members of the hereditary board members. It states specifically in the 15th, the appointing board may remove a member from office on account of inconvenience or inability to perform his or her duties efficiently after a due inquiry and a formal communication by the board, or must remove a member from office after a final judgment by the Committee of the National Assembly and adoption by the National Assembly of the resolution calling for that member to remove from the office and terms of the decision. This is in fact the case. Consequently, the above mentioned decision provided for the removal of all members of the agency has the only stated power to notice and terms of which a member of the agency's board of the government. Section 16.1 of the Code of Conduct refers to the appointing body which has just spoken. The board has to define the appointment board to be the board in charge with the appointment member of the board, in terms of the intention of the board. In terms of the intention of the board, the first and appoint, that is the bottom of the board. In terms of the intention, the shipment and the leadership of the individual board, and not the leadership of the board. The intention provides full set of for the member of a member of the individual board. The one person in the general section 16.1a. And that was section 16.1a for the moment, for the president may remove a member of the SAPD from office on account of the incumbent or inability to perform these functions efficiently after the due requirement of communication by the SAPD. In terms of section 16.1a, process the president has been chosen from the moment and then they will be member of the moment. The executive board has no legal option to arbitrarily remove a member of the board. Rather, the board may contact the president and recommend the president with the appointment of so, the removal of a board member. The inquiry and take in this section is a legal inquiry based on the rule of law, which would include the right to share the board member and question the president of the event, appointing him or her all right in matters of the president who has undertaken the president of the event. And the other process of removing the member of the public is outlined in section 16.1b of the document. The section 16.1b of the removal of the public says the president must remove a member of the public for the moment. After he finds his management, by the committee of the membership, and adoption by the assembly, all the resolution calling for that member of the removal of the public in terms of section 16.5b of the document. In terms of the section 16.1b of the public, the president is obliged to remove a board member of the family and the commission of the assembly. The section 16.1 of the board has been provided. The national assembly may come to the inquiry and by adoption of the resolution recommend the removal of the member of the board on account of any of the policies and then it is on the time. Some of you will remember the same that that's not the president came to the North High Court and the letter of the same that is the NSR has been in freedom of the where that's the appreciated section of the position. The Postal Commission on Committee has a legal commission to conduct inquiry into an LGBT board member fitness to hold office. The committee's legal commission is found in section 15 on the red letter of section 15 chapter 0 of the broadcast. The decision to hold a section 15 chapter A in one is the responsibility of the Act. In front of the Act, the Board of the Act, the SAC Board does not itself have a legal commission to conduct an inquiry to the SAC Board member business to hold office, find that individual and remove him or her from office. The only legal advice to move on the SAC Board member is by the President appointing for him in terms of the 15-1 based on the assignment or by the president and recommendation of the committee of the government is outlined in section 15 on the grant section 15 section of the board of chair. At this point we move on to discuss the harmony section. Specifically section 1 of the section 1 of the harmony section that talks about the government of the and then section 15 of the harmony section provides for the government of the it states that a director may be removed by an ordinary resolution and a shareholder meeting. The director from there must give a notice of this and be appointed visible or show that to make the recommendation on the matter before a vote decision by the shareholder. The citizen has to note that both the board of the agency summary and retain a fair inquiry always appointing the affected director or director an opportunity to them, him or her, withhold relevant and appointed before that is in addition, it's important to note that the board has been specifically applicable to the appointment and removal of the board members. The current act in the other hand, while it is applicable to the board, but it is incompetent not to be concerned with the board has been met. It is our view that the board has been met to find precedent over the last year. We said and said that the common law legislates the administration principle of death, legality, morality, and generality. Which is explained in the Hill of Union Bank of 18 November. In the general accepted the hint of an application and conflict resolution in both academic and academic. In a nutshell, this principle suggests that whenever two or more pieces of legislation deal with the same subject matter, priority should be given to the legislation that is more specific. The applicants of the special law are not normal legislation rather than general law. The general law will be led by general and assisted and will, in accordance with the principle of harmonization, continue to give direct for the interpretation of the general special law and will become fully applicable in situations not provided by the law. The rationale of the principle that special law has priority over general law as it relates to the legislative system is justified in the sense that that special law, which is the current legislation, is often more concrete. So it's a whole continent, my policy. Often take better account of the contraption of the context in which it is applied than any application of general law the coming. This application may also often create a more equitable result of an environmental system. It's our view that in the conditions that the whole continent is applicable to the removal of any one member of the system, and that any competing provision of the continent will be considered by the relevant government of the whole continent. That is we say that any removal of the existing component that is not allocated in line with the provision of the broadcasting of the usual justice act is valid in that point. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have
as the honourable member stated, the opinion and outline, and this was not spoken for them to all say, you know, should stand by to the portfolio committee. We did discuss an outline. I wonder if members have some questions while the constitutional and legal series is still with us. If there are any questions that you need to ask, you can, and for clearly, what is in the brief on the opinion, which the IH and so it's fit for us to send it back to the Supreme Court so that we all move at once. I think it was very clear, thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Davis, hand it up.
Thank you, Chairperson, thank you to the legal advice today. I'd like to hear from you what sanctions are available in law if members of the board are arbitrarily or unlawfully removed from the board? What is the next step that should happen in terms of the law? Thank you.
Okay, from the legal side, you have the right to answer what you believe can be to the legal side. I'm sure you know how to answer that. But I have to indicate that if the opinion is given to us, to answer the portfolio committee members to the 38th, so we utilize the advice that should be for them. What we are seeing is the legal, the constitutional and legal advice is they are not members of parliament. And therefore, they can only have the parliament to request that. Not that the letters that go into the decision, the sector, so we need to understand the members that we are in the portfolio committee that
yes,
that's like
an honorable note. Yeah, no, mine is not a question or a second question, but I thought, I just want to comment the legal aspect. I want to do this because I think that it's critical to, you know, apartheid was wrong, it was a political process. And often the people who work at bureaucratic level say they were just taking political instructions and implementing the law. We often don't hold bureaucracy accountable in kind of instruments as part of the crime. And the type of bureaucracy that therefore democracy still exists is the one that is able to act in the interest of the values of the law, the constitution at all times, no matter the political, you know, air that to be. So I want to thank them, Honorable Chairperson, for being able to go and seek a legal opinion on the basis of law, not to try and protect what they think is the government of the day understanding or the prevailing ruling item, and 12, that all other institutions of the state must follow suit. You must be able to give up, if necessary, if on the basis of a lack of evidence of the law. I want to comment that, because I'm sure that if they don't hear this from us, next time they have to be given the legal opinions, which may differ with those who are in power, they may say, well, who cares? We care what I mean. I do commend you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Other than that, this is as far as the actual unit is, and I'm sure that we can be able to see now on the and the meeting was intended to give us feedback as far as the principal event, and then we need to also send the legal statements, the constitutional and legal statements. I'm not sure what to let my own that my but, you know, and give them so much work. If I say, you know, they support the cooperation and, you know, moving along. And I really also want to seriously appreciate, you know, the patience working with all the, you know, giving my community of talent that they have to know under the DC and, you know, making sure that we go to the depth of every mecca. You know, and also from some of the times that all the time, and thank you very much for that. Okay, we need to hear something else, of course.
Thanks, Professor. We respond to the next question, where there should be court against some other actors and all. Of course, the courts are always available to you in contact and the unlawful.
Well, maybe we'll have a discussion, which will take for a metaphor. On the other hand, I don't need to be any case, so I really should be agree with the opinion. We have to go with the intent, but I hope you are seeing this in mind when we decide how to do that for a change in the opinion. It is in our hands as a political committee, and therefore I don't really think we have much to talk about at this point in time. Except just digesting it and then agreeing on how they are going to move forward. Honorable Bruce and Mr. Bond, why are you going to move
on?
Because we shouldn't be like in a whole of the fight.
Mr. Chairman, I think we've had the legal opinion now and we've had the cross-digestion. We are now here in this meeting and I think the opportunity now is to discuss this and work out what we're going to do going forward as a committee. Because it's important we take a decision as a committee, because this committee is empowered in the Broadcasting Act to deal with these matters. If we don't deal with it now, in the here and now, then I guess we're all going to leave this room and we're going to take our own positions on the matter, because there's overwhelming public interest in this matter and people want to know what our position is. So I think we do need to discuss the legal opinion right now and we do need to work out a way forward right now. Thank you.
Okay,
Honourable
Johnson.
Yeah, I think as we must discuss and we must discuss why is there a shift in the legal issue, so that the recommendations are put on the table. So I'm going to ask them for a little opinion on the recommendations. Perhaps the recommendations that the honorable members will put on the table will immediately find some form of affirmation for the legal solution. I would request that we do that. We don't have to, if I believe we can reach some meaningful solutions. But even now, the request of honorable members that we attempt a discussion, a concrete proposal of what we do. Precisely to inquire that colleagues at the public commission and in the next meeting. We're unable to find the traditional way to propose. But I don't know that we just want to be in that time. And then, on that instance, then I will say what I think should be done.
Well, can I help you start the English? Because I will also keep my own children, but I enter your custom and children as well, and there are the reasons for other people of children and for all the other people that are actually for the people of accident. You really choose to have it to be possible to read it, or can you tell me?
I think the reason why we ended up inviting them to the meeting is because we attended the full meeting and to host them on the participation. And if we really attempt to get into details of the presentation by the legal team here, I think we are going to, like in settings like we did when we invited them, we have aspects involved in this matter. So I think it's only fair for other parties here for them to put their, you know, their sense of the journey as well. And it is that the point one, that the legal advice is not based on things that is neither of the board member or whatever. So in the process of that, right, we say moving forward, let us make sure that all parties are involved, and everyone can say it on their side. So we're not going to discuss it here, and also call another meeting to call other parties who are not here, and we tell ourselves and influential, you know, in other areas, and let us check whatever the second meeting, but make sure that everyone is here and speak for itself on itself. So that is why we ended up calling them community to conclude as a community. And you are still the only thing you need to do is to be able to get the things that are said before. That is the reason why the women are designated to be very much the other side.
Do you want to clarify if the other message is to me? Then it's to me the bridge. Okay. So if what we are saying is that we need to move them, I think what God will do is when we talk about the other thing, it's because they need to be in anonymity. But they are not over there.
Thank you, Chairman. I must respectfully disagree with my colleague. I don't see why we need to involve the minister, because the whole point of the legal opinion is that she shouldn't involve herself in the first place in the matters of the board. So in fact it's irrelevant. The minister shouldn't have interfered in the first place. That's the first thing. The second thing, let's not pretend that this takes place in a vacuum and has nothing to do with the removal of three board members. Because we know that this is triggered by the removal of three board members. Now we as a committee, we need to work out what to do to stabilize the SAEC. The minister can't stabilize the SAEC. She can only unlawfully interfere with it. It's up to us as a committee to stabilize the SAEC. Which is why we need to discuss the legal opinion today, and we need to work out a way forward on how we're going to get the SAEC back on track again.
Okay, I have
another
one.
Thank
Madam President, I want to confirm with you here, because you say you choose the senior you have said that you can share with this very motivation for why you are here. I'd like to hear all of you, and I want to also ask you to please, before I say my response to what might have been now, the board is coming. To move on and appointment. When you say the thing goes, I thought you were going to say we need to have a decent place for me to call a board. Maybe he wants to correct, I don't know, maybe he wants to correct that it must be cut. That comes then. Maybe he wants to say the board must come, those people, and then the residents. Those are the stakeholders, unless I'm not understanding what. I mean, what I'm thinking is not in terms of the level of the country. Yeah, I might be thinking that it's going to be
more. I mean, when we have to the committee, we don't want to be injured. We have part of the judging moving forward from that life of the city or the other. So we are not sure now. We are going to discuss the committee and agree in trying to be who else should be invited to the committee to conclude the other level.
let him come in first.
Yes.
Yeah. But actually, we do need to get the way forward. Let me hear one end, but also, we need to do it properly. Just to repeat a little bit, remember on that day, the Mela was briefing us on the stage of the MBCC. We're also doing the admission of the capacity and also the current activity. At the time when there was a brief, then we realized that there's also some activities that we play on, largely things that we just came from the side, but we chose for the first time. Remember, we remember we didn't see that the MBCC was going to do a better program on the community. Then it was bad. I was that's where that the minister is there. Remember I mean that the minister was actually quoting from the legal act in terms of the activities, all the things that she has done. So she was showing the community how she actually implemented the legal work, doing it and quoting the act. So at that time, because the brief came very late to us, all of us members didn't have the opportunity and time to really get into the matter. As a result, some of the issues were, we were a little, not so sure, taken aback, and then I understand this where it is the commandant now and so on and so on. We have questions there. At the end of the day, we actually said we're going to just consult us and have it done later. So at that point, now we're here. Based on the legal background that we're given in terms of the, the details of the Companies Act, of the Taxes Act. So, because we intended to in terms of only consult the legal authority and the state, but at that time, we were still, unsure. But now, after this brief, we now have the release from our side of Parliament. So that's where we are. But obviously, by any means, we need to get the legal meeting. Whereby we actually say to the minister, who is right here, we have an opinion, and I realize that members all agree with their opinion, we have an opinion that is in this way. And therefore, based on that opinion, we can therefore indicate to the minister, based on the opinion, this is going down and coming. What we don't discuss is the important thing is that we have grown beyond and then realize that we were all, we are also collaborating.
But I think what has happened, I don't even remember in the area, it would be procedure incorrect for the portfolio manager to try to go forward today. And we must give the opportunity, in particular, the minister to take the issue, if it has to be the case. While I'm here with the jury saying, let's give a state, let's allow them to take action, if it has to be the case. So that was absolutely correct. But then the group is trying to move forward from us. They didn't get any opportunity. Because paragraph 3 of this interview treaty summarizes them. That if there was a need for a class, it should have been an existence. I think what I'm doing. And then I strongly contest with the view which is that this matter is very urgent and needs to be handled with the existing steps. From the let's understand the state, let's allow it to take the view with the government, but in fact, let's reconvene the matter of it. And I don't even think there is a need for us to still take while they are still here. To me, we have an opinion that was not that good. That this is the way to go. Thank
you.
No, this is good. I'm getting it. The problem.
let me firstly rethink that I am maybe that we agree with the legal machine. What does the legal machine say? It says that it was unlawful. Okay. So it was not a mistake that to age the Jewish from a paragraph 1 to paragraph 24. But being I understand well what I'm saying. What I agree that the legal machine applies to the Jewish in us people. Now, people who are saying that the legal opinion in elaboration has no way to say it's not a Jewish opinion. Like, maybe as a process matter, we can, you know, call the instance, here's our position, express ourselves and so on and so forth. I don't agree that much. Nostalgia goes through that. But she can be told that this is what Parliament's position on what happened is unknown. That is conclusive. She can then express herself, but it looks like we've already had an opinion according to what the representative. So she's going to probably repeat what she has said or whatever the case might be. I don't see the significance of that statement. Except scarcity in a sense. So by what definition the process has already gone through where we've had the position, we got stuck because the minister spoke. And then now we're working with the legal opinion. We agree with the legal opinion because we have in mind what the minister said and what is happening. That is why we agree. So I really appeal that that attempt at least to go to that meeting. If one goes to that meeting to engage the minister about this bill of freedom, or to hear her side of the room, I don't arrive in a meeting thinking that we're going to change our resolution. That would be a crisis. Because if we appreciate the legality here, we must stand our ground. We don't need the meaning dialogue. So, and then the one proposal also for some inquiry, I don't think we must legitimize this legality and inquiry. The legal opinion is not, and it must be followed. What was unlawful, and I think we can demand concretely that all those members and local removed them. It's there are other issues that one is of white interest that obviously this indicates a crisis, this indicates a problem, we can't run away. They must find a way of saying what is the problem and let us resolve the problem in a sense. Because we're going to increase the problem, it can't be dealt with bigger, you can't use bigger means to address that problem, you can't abuse bigger means to address that problem. What is the problem? Come to the board and tell us the problem. Let us resolve that problem. Let's see how the community can intervene. But the problem you should use to remove those members is wrong, is unlawful. So find other ways. And you must then ask for a proper report of what is the members, hear that report and intervene legally in the means that we can. So the legal process has been abused. Now take a very proper position in the regard. So I'm going to use that process from another perspective. For as long as that is what it will do. Because I did not want that we have heard in the voices of members before. What this year is doing is in a punishment. That we can read the minister book. This is in a law. Okay, sir.
Yeah, you know we were saying, but we gave the education. Because the other point we agree in the legal opinion. And there was substantial what you take. I think it takes us a little bit that we are at that point where we are saying we are at that level. And of course, some of the teachers, what I don't need is to keep their engagement. The ones that are checking on the students are testing, we don't really need attention to them. Yes, we actually, if we are going to teach one of them, another one to do.
And for the research and objection to that consulting minister any further on the matter. Now, frankly, there's nothing that the minister can say to us in a committee meeting that is going to change our minds. There's nothing that the minister can say that's going to override this deal of him. So I think it's an exercise in utility to consult the minister, and I'm not quite clear why we need to go back to the minister. The fact is, we have a legal opinion that says that the removal of these board members was unlawful, and we have the power to deal with it, not the minister. She does not have the power anymore. That is exactly what the legal opinion says. So we need to deal with it as a committee without the involvement of the minister. And I would like to propose that this committee draft a letter to each of those board members with a copy of the legal opinion saying that their removal was unlawful and that they were free to go back to work. Because that is the outcome of the legal opinion. Their removal was unlawful and that they could be allowed to go back to work.
Okay, of course we all remember different views with the community in terms of how to deal with government fashion. The minister is actually the head of communication. SABC is also under her portfolio. And surely if we have now in the legislative function, in government, that's not our government, and the government of police, you know, we cannot write to board of members directly. We don't have the appointment directly. The appointment is restricted. And therefore, you know, we can't start now saying that we are all like we can do as in the SSS1. That's what I was saying once again. Let's just be quite in terms of our age. We don't want to further ourselves into all. Yes, of course, I understand one honorable lady says that we cannot make a start to engage. We are not engaging on the funeral. The only thing is here is before. We are not engaging. I can't think for example, the opinion and what is opinion, counter opinion. The opinion is before us, it is here before us. But of course, it's not for us. Maybe. Honestly speaking, I don't want to return the full way of support members. That's the memory from our side. On the number. Let us also do what is the correct transformation concern, even legal, so that we don't get caught into other, you know, processes that are completely wrong in order to solve the wrong. We know we don't really have that way. Okay, I'm going to go to the head and say, don't ask them.
No, Ted, I just to take my proposal here, because I see the total confusion that was for the issue. I said earlier on that the our legal opinion advice was that the stakeholders ourselves the first level of the form. Those are the same stakeholders who are like in a separate plan. And then the one is they are not like the same. They must be another with a plan, they must be another. You know, it would be like, but I'm, so that is first plan, not from again. I don't mind that process. That those are the three stakeholders I thought of when the honorable member was. So, the second ultimately we are supposed to communicate this decision to is the president who must, not the minister. The president is our partner in the sense in removal and appointment and all this, according to this revolution. So, if there has to be any communication, but the minister says, when the minister comes, because we must demonstrate to the public, the minister is going to have to serve with this revolution. If there is business, if she must be told these things here, for example, looking at the supremacy of the law, that lacking there. If she needs to know this lacking there, of the honorable person to have, let the sheriff tell us, that thing, she doesn't understand that thing. That criticism has been given to the broadcasting act. That it's a very important, it is not about the minister. So I wasn't being engaged in the sense of, you use two ways. Consultation is not what I mean. We are not consulting with the minister. But we have a duty as members of parliament to put the minister in his place through this paragraph, this matching here. The law that applies is the broadcasting act. Not the president in the there and we are able to ignore that point as well. Honorable Mutami, this is what the law means. So that she doesn't find herself in that position again. I appreciate that part of the text because you clarify that it's not consultation. Then after that, or if I think we then communicate to her that this is our opinion, this is our position, and therefore the implementing the arm that we say, which is the best thing that we must. But correct what has happened, which is the illegal removal of LGBT board members. And then the final point, what I want to say, we must not move from the situation
thinking that the thing is wrong with the problem. It's a big, it is responsible of us to think that would be the story and the ability of the ATEC for the problem. A question must be asked them, what are they trying to solve? They don't think we have with the probably addressed the abuse of the legal process that not been solved, so there are still problems. Let's allow them to also say these are problems we want to resolve, and we can also hear those things and how we apply ourselves and the
thank you. Okay, yeah, other people have noticed our voiceless in the experts now start to ask questions that should be asked, you know, we can ask on a normal time when two months, you know. But nonetheless, let's agree that we are moving forward to solutions that is for two members and has been long asked on a normal society on a normal time.
Opinion is very clear to say this matter to them and this is a useless.
this is what we are doing. After we are doing the oral, and I will tell you that we move towards the
No, I think that we're going to go around in circles here. To stop that, why don't you just ask the legal advisors what they would advise us to do then go procedurally? What do you see the procedurally correct next steps to take to resolve the matter? They're right here with us, they're empowered to do so, we don't ask them to take any political decision. Let us simply ask them procedurally in terms of the law, what recourses are available to the committee to deal with this, as a mandate to deal with by the book of hand.
I would really everyone who is open to a song in this kind of not of parliament to you what the top of the street. You know, I asked the member to call the leader, we saw the country legal advice. In her long list of decisions, the social committee members must make the decision. I definitely cannot show you this led by them. So what they done was they took the country. You are very late now, I don't know what you want from the legal advice, you know, from the constitution and the legal decision. Our leader to agree ourselves. We are the decision makers here, and men of authority in our government. Let's really agree on that. I don't really want to tell them on these things that don't really need to agree to them. You ask them, you know, they take care of their recourses, they talk to you about concepts, you know, I have been reading that time and tell you to work things. I don't really want to engage on that. So I don't really think that we can solve everything by calling all the time. I think they're talking. You know, as a parliament here, we can talk with you together to the government. Because we have a opinion, and I'm here to do it as a part of how we go to move forward. In the light that we have in mind, advice, and we're all aware that the resolution is a lady, and therefore I'm not prepared as an advice. We are therefore going to move forward in this case, recalling that the minister. To them, and we got the advice based on presentation that she did, which was based on that. We are going to present the legal advice to the minister, and she will indicate to us if she accepts it. We will set aside time, you know, for this. All of us know that we have a schedule for the committee, and I'm sure that we need a need for us to have a meeting. If the minister wants to come and also speak on this matter, we can announce. And also, I think, you know, anything that we're dealing with the minister, the president hasn't said to deal with this matter at all. This is the minister. I believe that we can only escalate to the level of the president if we are actually getting the response that we require at the school committee. For now, I believe that we're going to really. Referred back to the minister, I will send this formally and officially to the minister, and therefore we will be taking part from there. Members will then basically call an agent and some of the things I don't understand that these will not want to remember all that women and children make all the members. Yes, I think we need to be successful. Thank you very much for making the sense.
Okay, is one time before you.